From North State Public Radio, I'm Evanor Grove with your headlines for Friday, November 15th. Butte County is working with FEMA, the National Weather Service, and other broadcasters to fix issues with emergency alert system messages. According to the sheriff's office, the messages are hard to understand due to mumbling and static. Residents are asked to record and submit documentation of poorly recorded alerts to the sheriff's office. They should note where the messages were heard, including the channel that aired them. Officials say they hope the issues will be resolved before the next emergency. And in other news, as overnight temperatures drop and winter storms begin, the nonprofit Safe Space says it plans to have overnight winter shelter available, but it's unclear exactly where their intake center will be. NSPR's Alex Dutson has more.
Safe Space says it has identified the churches it will partner with to provide overnight shelter for those in need. But the organization still needs an intake center, a place for people to meet up, store belongings, and be transported to that night's shelter. The organization had identified a building on Esplanade that it could use for the intake center, but was told by the city it would require a land use permit application that would cost thousands of dollars and take months.
I don't want to know coding and zoning and all these things, so I'm looking to people that do.
That's Safe Space Executive Director Hillary Crosby, who says the group has been meeting with land use experts to discuss their options. Crosby says the organization can either scale down the proposed services at the new location on Esplanade or add additional resources like shelter beds to become a low barrier navigation center, which have state laws in place to make them easier to build. Regardless, Crosby says Safe Space will have an intake site before the winter season begins. It is also moving forward with plans to move its administrative and case management offices into the new building on Esplanade. Office use is allowed on the property, and Crosby said that the group is preparing to apply, which only has a $500 fee.
I don't want to give anyone an opportunity to say that, like, you know, corners were cut or anything like that. We just definitely feel like we want to go down the path. We want to be here forever. So how do we make that happen?
Safe Space says it will begin overnight winter shelter on December 25th and expects to operate through the end of February. It is still in a contract to receive funding from the city of Chico for its services. City officials said they would work with Safe Space when it makes a new proposal. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
The town of Paradise will move forward with fire hazard management requirements for property owners. The Chico Enterprise Record reports during a meeting this week, the Paradise Town Council decided to continue requiring property owners to meet fire abatement requirements. The town will also start charging non-compliant residents for the cleanup of properties. Residents will have 10 days from Tuesday's meeting to bring their properties into compliance before the town begins cleaning and billing those who are in violation. And finally, this month marked 6 years since the campfire devastated Paradise, Magalia, Concow, and other nearby communities. NSPR has been speaking with those working in recovery. Today we hear from Aaron Singer, the executive director of the gym and community center Paradise Stronger. I spoke with Singer about why movement and community spaces are so important for well-being.
Paradise Stronger came from the idea that people are going to need to rebuild their lives as they rebuild their homes. So we are a wellness center, a YMCA model. There's fitness in the front, and the memberships and grants that we are receive as a nonprofit help us to help people with their physical health, their mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, even nutritional health.
Both in your clientele and in the community, what have you seen in terms of changes since the fire?
Immediately after the fire, I would say about 20 to 30% of their clientele still remained in Paradise. We were part of a larger gym that was in Paradise pre-fire. And so most of the people who came back either chose to stay or couldn't move away. They either didn't have a choice because they didn't have the funds to go somewhere else. So we've seen a lot of a mixture of people who have chosen to move to Paradise after the fire, so new faces, and people who have decided to come back and rebuild, and those who have remained since day one. And so there's a harmony in that. There's people who are excited to see the town be rebuilt and watch it grow again. And there's people who are frustrated because we're not growing fast enough. So it's interesting to see that dynamic of I see where we're going, but also I see where we've been and how long it's taken to get there. 6 years is nothing, but when you've been a part of it day by day, it feels like forever.
What are, you know, some of those main things that organizations like yourself or just the community needs as it's kind of continuing on this path?
I think that's a difficult question to answer because, you know, at the heart of it all, we're all going to say funding. That's probably the easiest answer to give you and the most generic, which it might be generic, but it's true. You know, we're all looking for funding. However, I think outlets like this, being able to talk about what our mission is and saying that I'm not the only one out there. Rebuild Paradise is doing great things. PRPD is doing great things. There's other organizations like Love Paradise. And I mean, the list goes on and on. There are so many people up there on the ridge doing great things and having the opportunity to talk about what they're doing and get it out there into the world. That is a privilege. That is an honor. And I'm humbled to be even be here right now. That being said, you know, it goes back to if people know that it's there, they're more likely to participate. Having our people walk into our doors and see what we're doing is huge. Even if they decide this is not the place for them, at least they know that it's there. Last year during the Park Fire, that hit people pretty hard because they were either new people in Chico or near Chico or could smell smoke or heard the planes go over or... It was a moment for people, including myself. And so we opened our door and said, listen, we have counselors here just to come talk. And people would wander in and kind of check things out and not really want counseling, but just want to know that it's there. And I think that exposure, that it's saying, hey, listen, wherever you're at, come on in and we're going to love on you and we're going to be here for you, even if you don't want to talk about it. That to me is powerful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's big, is knowing that you're not alone, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. So for people who aren't in the area, who aren't from the area maybe, what do you want them to know about Paradise? Either, you know, those who might be going through a natural disaster like the Camp Fire or who are, you know, maybe have no experience with what happened. But do you have anything that is a takeaway?
I have the privilege of being a part of a group called the Campfire Collaborative, and they have been pivotal in keeping groups like Paradise Stronger and Rebuild Paradise and Love Paradise and Adventist Health and all the other entities connected. They're a hub that continues to provide resources and knowledge and that sort of thing, but they are the ones who have rewritten the book for natural disasters. And I say it's a privilege because they are greater minds than I. They know what they're doing, and I feel like I'm just a little piece of that pie, which, again, I'm happy to do. But I say that because if you're not involved and if you're nowhere near Paradise, you heard about it for a hot second in November. And we were on national news for about a week and a half, maybe 2 months. And then maybe on the anniversary you might hear something locally, but you don't hear about it again. We are just like every other national disaster. You know, you have your 15 minutes of fame, which is a terrible way to say it, but you have that moment where people are shine a spotlight on you and say, how are you doing? But you don't get questions like you just asked because people forget. And Paradise is a patchwork. There are empty lots where it hasn't been touched since the fire. There are brand new homes that are beautiful. There are homes that survived, and they look exactly like they did before the fire. We're a patchwork of a town. We're a beautiful town, and we're coming back. And I'm excited to say that in 10 years, we're going to be even greater.
That was Paradise Stronger Executive Director Aaron Singer. And those are your headlines for Friday, November 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.